Good morning. It's 8 o'clock here on August 12th, 2013. Thanks for tuning in this morning to KVNF. I'm Travis Bubenik. In regional news today, the Pueblo Chieftain reports the BLM and the artist Cristo are fighting a lawsuit that would prevent the artist from hanging luminous fabric over 42 miles of the Arkansas River. The group Rags Over the Arkansas River, Inc., or ROAR, filed the lawsuit last year in U.S. District Court to block the project, saying it would harm the environment and bighorn sheep in particular. The group also claims road closings during the project's construction would threaten public safety. Cristo and the BLM filed a request to dismiss the lawsuit last week. In those court filings, the BLM asked Senior Judge John Kane to dismiss the suit, while the artist organization asked the judge specifically to judge in favor of the project. The BLM's approval of the project has been upheld by the Interior Department. If either request is granted, the lawsuit would be thrown out. The artist project would hang nearly 6 miles of fabric over a stretch of the Arkansas River between Canyon City and Salida. The Post also reports that two Boulder area businesses are hoping to use drone technology to help farmers fight weeds. According to the Post, InventWorks and Boulder Labs have developed drones that they claim could help revolutionize how farmers identify and suppress invasive weeds. Jim Sears, head of new project development at Boulder Labs, said area residents shouldn't be concerned about the project threatening privacy, since the drones would mainly be used over agricultural areas. The two companies have yet to develop a business model and haven't decided on a name for the business. The Post explains that rather than actually attacking weeds, the drones would capture high-resolution geotagged images as they fly over crops. Those pictures would be transferred to a ground computer and merged to form a large-scale image of the farm. The technology would be able to track weeds with specific GPS points. The companies claim farmers could save around 80% per acre on herbicide-based weed killing. So far, the drones have been tested on a Montana farm nearly the size of Manhattan Island. According to the Post, the Boulder companies and many others around the nation are waiting for the FAA to finalize a regulatory structure for drones in the national airspace. The agency is under a mandate to do that by 2015. The Association for Unmanned Vehicles International, an industry trade group, claims commercial use of drones could bring about $13.6 billion to the U.S. economy and 34,000 new manufacturing jobs. The FAA estimates that nearly 10,000 drones could be airborne nationwide within 5 years. The Colorado Independent reports that campaign mailers against Republican recall candidates Bernie Herpin and George Rivera have begun circulating in their districts. According to the Independent, mailers denouncing the state Senate candidates of anti-abortion views have started appearing in mailboxes, in particular criticizing Herpin's involvement in the personhood movement during his tenure as city councilman in Colorado Springs. The personhood movement seeks to grant full legal rights to fetuses immediately after the moment of conception. Attempts to pass personhood laws as constitutional amendments in Colorado have failed thus far. The Independent reports that Herpin mailers were circulated by a group called We Can Do Better Colorado, which is currently focused on reproductive health issues. Herpin has identified himself as staunchly pro-life and in support of personhood rights in the past. And the Telluride Watch reports that officials with Ouray County and some with the city of Ouray are in opposition over how to approach a proposed countywide increase in sales taxes to fund emergency services. County officials are currently discussing the ballot language for that initiative, but at a recent council meeting, Ouray City Administrator Patrick Rondinelli claimed the city's taxes shouldn't be encroached on by the county. In a memo, Rondinelli said those taxes are the city's main source of revenue, and that the county has traditionally raised revenue through mill levy increases. According to The Watch, a plan to increase county tax revenues by about $500,000 a year was submitted to the Board of Commissioners in July. That money would come from a 1% sales tax hike and is aimed at offsetting revenue losses over the past 2 years caused by decreasing property values. The new funds would create a public health and safety fund to cover budget items like the public health nurse, search and rescue, fire teams, and more. Since the plan was submitted, Ouray County commissioners have debated whether to institute a permanent tax hike or one that would expire in a decade or less. The Watch reports last week's council meeting was the first time city officials discussed the measure. Some councilors at the meeting echoed Rondinelli's claim that sales tax questions should be left to city officials. the Ouray Council, also faced with budget problems, held a special session to brainstorm new revenue-generating options earlier this year. In a week, more than 100 residents of the Roaring Fork Valley will be standing at the ready for the USA Pro Challenge. Volunteers will be course officials, media helpers, and help with other logistics to help the cycling race go smoothly. It's all been done before in previous editions of the race, but this year, volunteers from Aspen and Snowmass Village are prepared to spot terrorists. Aspen Public Radio's Elise Thatcher has more.
Anyone can become a victim of terrorism, anytime, anywhere.
That's the voice of John Elway, famed Broncos quarterback, and he's speaking in a video about stopping terrorists before they wreak havoc.
Together, we can change this. Each of us has a responsibility to protect our community, and we can do so by recognizing the signs of terrorism.
The video is put together by a counterterrorism think tank in Denver. It explains how to know when someone might be showing suspicious behavior, like taking pictures in odd places, trespassing into restricted areas, and other red flags. The Colorado State Patrol brought the somewhat doom and gloom message to a volunteer meeting last week. First off, troopers said there is not a known terrorist plan for the beginning of the race in Snowmass Village in Aspen. The training is all about being prepared. Trooper Wayne Briggs.
Okay, so if you are out there and you do identify something, what do you think you should do?
Volunteers will be issued phone numbers for emergencies, which means starting the day with a full cell battery is important. And where there's spotty cell service, there will be extra law enforcement, like on Independence Pass.
So you see suspicious activity, you call it in. What we don't want to do, and we don't want to just look at someone as an individual and say, she doesn't look right because of her skin color or her background or stuff like that. I mean, just please don't get caught up in ethnicity and race.
All of this added concern, say the state troopers, because of the Boston Marathon bombing and, quote, what else is going on in the world? The training was eye-opening for some volunteers, and one trainee had concerns about more common activity in the Roaring Fork Valley.
You're emphasizing on terrorism, but often you have issues of individuals who either like to run down the middle of the street without any clothes on or things like that. Do we have some special contact point for?
That will be pretty much by location. Now, if you're on top of Independence Pass, we all know that anyone who's been up there, it's crazy, Bill. So within reason, we try to prevent what we can. However, if it doesn't directly affect the race itself, we let it go.
Staying on the lighter side, the State Patrol provided a list of questions volunteers should be prepared for, like, where is Lance Armstrong? Can I ride with the racers? Who are you and why can't I get out of my driveway? And are you sure Lance isn't here? For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Elise Thatcher.
The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports that professor, autism activist, and animal behavior expert Temple Grandin is set to speak in Grand Junction next month. Orchard Mesa Veterinarian Hospital and Strive will host the event at the Colorado Mesa University Center Ballroom on September 21st at 7 p.m. Proceeds will benefit the Tom Meltzer Animal and Scholarship Fund and Strive's Autistic Program. The Sentinel reports the scholarship will be awarded to a Western Slope student interested in veterinary medicine and will be open to high school and college students. The Strive program, called Odyssey, provide services to area residents with autism aimed at developing new skills for communicating, problem solving, and more. Grandin is set to speak on animal behavior issues and handling livestock humanely. Audience members will be able to participate in a question and answer session as well. Grandin has written several books and is a professor at Colorado State University. Thanks for tuning in this morning and happy National Vinyl Record Day. For KVNF Mountain Grown Community Radio, I'm Travis Bubinick.